Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's daf is Nun Gimel. The way Rabbi Yashin says that he doesn't even understand the question. He's Mekel.
Really? Because I heard him quote as Zima.
They have to go to the source.
What is the source? The
source is his Chuvus.
Okay. Well,
not Google. That's what I found out.
Wait a second. I'm looking at the Eitzah Chachma. What volume is it? Is it? They only have volumes. They have six volumes. Is there a volume number?
Pretty easily.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. It was written as a
Hold on. You're a day of seven on Zion. Let me see what they have. Yeah, I found it. I have it. Okay.
All right. So let's just read what he says. Rabbi Yashin says, "Vade etzem hashayla." He says, "Tell me the mitzvahs." Of course, first you have to understand exactly this procedure of the Hindu women hair. He said he asked one of the Hindu experts.
Yeah.
And he says, they wouldn't give their hair as, like, burn it as an offering. I'm just going to paraphrase some things and read other things. He said, actually, to be honest, it says that the hairs are not even normally brought into the temple. It's forbidden to bring hair into the Hindu temple. Except that they give it over as an adava. It used to be they used to only give their silver and gold. And the hair was thrown in the garbage. They would do the shaving as a way of, again, showing their devotion to the Hindu gods, and then the Tagalakas, but they would not give the hair. And now the hair became something more valuable, so the hair would actually be kept. Well, maybe, yeah. But again, right away you see in the question how ridiculous this is, really, because they don't give the hair. Where does the hair go? They sell it. So what's
the money go?
Where does the money go? To the priests who do the shaving. It doesn't go to the Hindu.
No, the
priests pocket the money.
They
pocket the money. This is their job. Whatever. They work for the Hindu. Fine. If they pocket the money goes, and that even doesn't matter. Here's where the money goes necessarily. I don't know if that's necessarily an issue. It goes to a priest. The problem is the hair itself being takruvis. You see already in the question that it's not really something that's actually brought. He continues, he says, he says they do the haircuts outside the base of the Zorah. He says, b'shetach ha-shayich l'rishus of the Zorah, the courtyard there. U'bote akum amidim megalsim chutz the base of the Zorah shenahem, b'hem ha-megalsim saris roshim. He says they used to throw the hair in the garbage. Saris me'ilam le'machnisim the base of the Zorah, kito amahim dover tome eslam. And he says, he says the women that have their hairs being shaved here, they don't know better. They feel like, okay, it's nice to have your hair shaved next to the vicinity of the Hindu god, and therefore it's a nice thing. Let's go do it there. Well, this is his question. So the question that was posed to Rebbe Yashin was, this should be Takuvus of Avodah Zarah. And that's where he goes into this whole thing we were speaking about. Is Takuvus of Avodah Zarah even Shaloi B'fnei the Avodah Zarah? We saw from the case where you harvest the grapes, that it's, Rebbe Yashin says over there, you did it in the field, that you harvest the grapes, which is like a shlita, because you're cutting it. As long as you do avoid the ke'im pnim, it doesn't have to be in front of the avodah zarah. Here too as well, cutting the hair is like a shrita, even though it's not directly in front of the avodah zarah. Ken said that would make it takuvis. Or maybe not. We see by Shever Makel that if someone breaks a Makel in order for it to be a Takruvis of Avodah Zarah, even though Demel Shchita at the end of the Gemara, Spencer Gemara's Demel Shchita, it has to be done Bifonehu. So this is the question. Does something that's Kein Pnim have to be done in front of the Avodah Zarah or not? So Rabbi Yashiv says it depends. If it's a Makel, which is not a material used in the Beis HaMikdash, right? So that's something that has to be in front of the Avodah Zarah. When it comes to Anovin, cutting the grapes are used in the Beis HaMikdash as part of the Nitzachayayim. And therefore, that case where it's mamish, or it's more similar to the Beis HaMikdash because of the material being used, there, even if you do it in the field, that's going to be considered enough for it to be a takruvus avodah zarah. Mashayin came the hair, Rabbi Yashiv says the hair is not used as offering the avodah zarah. Not used. The Beis HaMikdash, sorry. The Beis HaMikdash. So they don't even bring it into the Beis to the house of the Hindus. So that's not a takruvus. That's the way of disposing of the hair. That would suffice. He says, by the way, he says, I made a mistake, not Lisachayan. He says the anovim were part of Bikurim. That's what he says. Bikurim. Yeah, so Bikurim Zikri Karbin, yeah. He says that.
Yeah, the Mishnah before that we had from Parshli Anovim.
Parshli Anovim, yeah. And in the case of Parshli Anovim, depends how you learn the Gemara, Rashi Tosfos, but the way Tosfos learns, it's out Takruvis. And by the case of Parshli Anovim, if it's Takruvis, even if it's outside the curtains, the Gemara says that it's Aser, if it's outside the curtains. And Tosfos explains, the way Tosfos learns, it would come out that if even it's outside the curtains of the Avodah Zarah, it would still be Aser, meaning Shalai Bifnei the Avodah Zarah. And how do you reconcile that? That you could say either, well, Yashi doesn't address this, but I think Pashim Shah, either when it's next to the curtains, that's still considered in front of the Avodah Zarah. That's not like in the Shetach. Or, the Gemara's talking about things that we use as materials. Wheat, the Parshli Anovim, the Shemen, Yenis, Salsas, those cases are materials used in the Beis HaMikdash. Like when Yashi says, that would be something that, it's like Bikurim, yeah. So, in other words, to get the status of being takruvis, it doesn't just mean you do kein pnim. There's a lot of conditions that have to be satisfied for such a thing. He brings the avodas avodah of Shon Kluger, who he learns that any time you specifically say something's for the avodah zarah, even if it's outside the vicinity, even if it's in the shetach, even if it's in the field, doesn't matter about the material. It's always going to be considered takruvis avodah zarah if you specifically say it's for that avodah zarah. That's from Shon Kluger's. Maskada, he says, the case of Shavra Makel, it has to be before now because he's not specifically saying that it should be for the Avodah Zarah. There, you have to do it in front of it. But where you're saying, specifically, I want this for Avodah Zarah, it's even Shalei before now. Dr. Liyashu, that should be a problem.
So we hear, but there's, because they're sanctifying it for the Hindus. I guess either there's a Stam Das or they actually say it, I don't know. So then he says, no, Rav Shlomo Kluger, he doesn't like Rav Shlomo Kluger. He argues with that. But then his maskana is, he says, "V'lav kohani mili lefi amumcha anal." He says like this: "Ein b'maisa his galachas shum srach shall avoidus avoida avoida zora avoida avoida zora." He says it's not even a question. There's no shum srach. There's not even any hint or inkling or scintilla. There's no scintilla of avoida zora in this. Elahani Oivde Elilim, he says these servers, worshippers, Rakmar b'maisa tachlachas ad kama heim adukim b'avodah zarah. They're just showing, they're not offering their hair. By shaving their valuable, precious hair and donating it to the temple, they're just showing their devotion. How devoted. Imagine if the members of this shul would be so devoted to the shul. Ricky would not ever have any tzaras. He'd never have any change. And Ricky gave all his, look, he took the hair off his head, the shirt off his back.
Get the hair off my head.
You know, it's a halavai. No, unless they want to be from. They're not from. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Make an Indian shetel gemach. Let me finish the line. Look at this. They're ready to destroy la'abedus hayokar lahem beglolam, their precious hair, because of the Hindu god. Look at that devotion. He says, "Avol ein shum chalois shem avoyduzara al etzem hasaros." But there's no chalois. The saros are just a way of showing the devotion, but they're not being offered, not offering their hair. In fact, like I was saying, the priests keep the hair, they pocket the money, and goodbye. That's what happens to the hair. They sell it. What? They sell it to the shaitel mockers. I mean, but even then, I mean, He says, but I can call the rain and save him a hochem al pidivre a mumcha and al kmuvan. He says, she'en biyadu v'ya al kamadvar v'matim l'metzis. He says, listen, I gotta trust you. He's asking, whoever's asking this question, I gotta trust you. I'm just basing it off of what you say is the metzis. He says, k'lefidarach keseroishoi kayim achfashis v'sirus. That's a maisa tachlachas. Because he says that if you read the words of the question, it's, are they offering? Are they not offering? Is it allowed in the temple? Is it not allowed in the temple? Are they giving it? Are they not giving it? It's not so clear exactly what happens to the hair, but based on the Metzius, this is what it seems to be. Alright, so. It's like the facts weren't 100% clear, but. The way you read it, the way the Rav Yashiv reads it, is that they weren't offering it.
Delicious.
Brochtor,
is that your wife? You do? Oh, no, sorry, that's my son. Thanks. Hey, let me get this off. Okay. I'm on the Eitzer Chochman. I'm looking at the tshuva. It's a very nicely written tshuva.
Okay, you can't find it? I can send you
it. I did, I have it. I'm looking at it right now. It's beautiful.
All right, so now that we're all in agreement, let's start the Mishnah. Is somebody able to just get me a cup of water? Like a tea. I usually make tea, but I don't want to be
my... Mashinissen. Here.
Goyev. I'm just type 7 type what? I'll have one little packet of sugar, please, to perfection.
Just put your finger in it.
Stir it to... Or you can use your glasses if you want. Like we did in Yeshiva.
Okay.
Me too. What? All right, Zuck the Mishnah, yeah? We're going to start now on the embarking on the Hilchos of Bittul. Let's see how much we could get an understanding of this, but also not so simple. I'm confused myself. Okay, up to the Mishnah, yeah. Keitzad Mevatlo. How are you Mevatlo A? Avodizol. So here's how you do it. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say... You say it's bottle. Just say it's bottle. How are you bottle? Harei nemuchan mezuma levatle avoy dezora. Or you say kol chamira v'chamira.
No. You have to deface it.
Have it ka'afra da'ara. What?
No. You have to deface it. You can't. You can't do that otherwise. No, you have to deface it. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. And the problem is the Mordechai disagrees with that.
No, that's what we're passing.
Kate said, "Mevatul. How are you mevatul it? How are you mevatul it? Kata reish ozna. This is a chiddush. In other words, even if you cut off the head of the ear, reish, the tip of the ear, reish chutma, the tip of the nose, reish etzba, the tip of the finger, pachson. We had this case before. Let's say he dented it, he pressed it in." Even though he didn't actually diminish it. Yeah, very good.
Oh, you're right. The Rambam says
Bitla, it's considered bottle and simply understood. Again, you have to do a maisa. Let's say Rach Bifonel, let's say he spatted it. Hishtin Bifonel, he urinated in front of it. Gura, he dragged it.
Zarek Bata. Right,
he threw excrement at it.
Would you think that's probably the biggest bittul you'd ever do? Harezu ain't a betela. It's not bittul. Why isn't it bittul? We'll see in the Gemara why.
You need not just a bit of mice, you need a mice in the baby.
Okay, well, we'll see in the Gemara. That's part of also what I'm wondering.
It's bittul or it's bittul?
No, that's because that's darker bittul.
Yeah, so it's not darker bittul.
Right, right.
Okay, don't you see from there that already that you have such an abadizar that that's the service, even on a different one, it's not to be a bittul.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. I don't know if that's true. All right, well, let's see. Machroi Mashkenot. Let's say the guy sold the Avodah Zarah or he used it as collateral for a loan, so he's sort of not really caring so much about it to be his Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Omer Bittul, Vachomer Milay Bittul. Rabbi says it's Bittul, and Vachomer says it's not Bittul in that case. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Kilo Chisra, B'may Bittul. Correct the Gemara. By the case of Pachsa, we have this Gemara before. He didn't diminish it. So how could it be bottle? Okay. You have to diminish it. You didn't really take any material off of the Avodah Zarah, but you smashed it in the face. Give it a good punch it in the face. And he pressed it in, so it lost its whole form. It lost its face.
Why is the default that being mechaser it a tiny drop a bigger bittul than, like you're saying, like if you deform the whole thing, that's accomplishing even more than, you know, right? Why is the default that being mechaser it in the slightest way is more of a bittul than anything? What is that based on?
I don't get his question.
The question is, why is being mechaser it, let's say you take up a little tip of the finger, why is that more of a bittul and like deforming the whole thing where it has no tzura anymore? The default of the Mishnah seems to be that being mechaser in the slightest way is mevatel it. Why is that the default?
I mean, it's better to have all your materials and to be deformed than to lose a little finger.
Really, if something has a tzura of something and completely changed the tzura, I would think it's more of a bittul than if you take up a little drop of it.
And the Havim in the Gemara, that's not what happened. The Havim in the Gemara, he just smashed it in. So at that point in the Gemara, it's like, how could it be? Of course, it's not as bad as chopping off a finger. You just smashed it in. And for the Gemara, you smashed it, you got rid of its whole form.
Really? Let me ask you a question. If you take a crowbar into someone's car and you smash it up, is that more of a chisser than taking off the cap that closes the tire? Come on. I mean, right?
All right. Okay. All right. Okay, so that's that case. So you deformed it. You deformed its face. Rashi says, Kilkul to Rasa. Rokak bifoneho, let's say you spat in front of it, the Hishtim bifoneho, Minani Mili, why is it not bottle? I mean, if there's any greater act of degradation, then this is what it is. Amachizgi, Amakro, Bahoyo Kir, Yira, Vihiskatsev, oh boy, Bahoyo Kiyira, Vihiskatsev, Vikilo, Bimalko, Velikov, Ufono lamalo vel eretz yabit v'hinetzor v'chashichem uf tzuka v'apil menuda. Okay. Menuda. In Yishar. Okay. I'm strong. The pasuk says over there, the way we're reading, is that he got angry at his Avodah Zarah, and then it says afterwards, vel eretz yabit v'hinetzor v'chashichem. It says, you know what? After that, they kissed and they made up. The apagav dekilu maka v'lokov v'fono lamalo eretz yabit. He went, listen. It happens, relationships, people get into arguments, there's a spat here and there. You might urinate in front of the other person, you might spit at him, but you end up making up.
kiss and makeup.
Kiss and makeup, yeah. So that's why it's not bottle if you spit, because, all right, listen, today's not a good day. Today, you know, it's rough. Things are rough today. Stock market's not doing so well. But after that said and done, you make it up. You make it make up. Now, this it's funny, but the Chazon Ish learns from here that let's say a person specifically says, this is where the conversation starts, let's say a person specifically says that they're spitting at this Avodah Zarah because they hate it, because they really don't want to serve it anymore, not because he's just angry. Really, he really means it. It's Ernst. Chazon Ish says, based on this Gemara, that would work. that would be a bittul. It's a bittul. So again, what do you need for a bittul? Do you need an act? Do you need a thought? Is speech also good enough? We'll have to just keep our, I'm not going into it yet. Maybe tomorrow we'll go more into it in a more formal fashion. But based on the Gemara we're learning today, you have to just keep in mind all these different Gemaras. Right? Oh, Baruch Levi said this is double cautious that you have to deface it. Well,
No. I want to qualify that. He has to say, if you're going to say that Mir Ba'alma is okay, he has to say that he wants to deface it. That's the way the Shach qualifies it.
Oh.
Even the Mordechai, who says that it's enough to do a mira, Amira means, and I wanted to deface it.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's the Mordechai.
That's what the Shach says. The Shach qualifies it.
Yes. The Mordechai says the Amira itself is good enough for Bittul. And he says all these cases are talking about with the guy is forced. We'll go through it. We'll maybe go through it tomorrow. But okay, I heard you wrong.
The pasuk, the way Rashi learning is also he's mekabel the Rabbanu Shalom as within the bittul of the Avodah Zarah is pana lamala, libo lamala l'shamayim. That's a part of it, no?
Is that true?
That's what happened.
That's what I'm asking.
What happened was he ended up saying, "Listen, my Avodah Zarah is worthless. Let me go back to Hashem." And then later that day, he went back to his old ways. So, yeah, I mean, so you're saying what, that's integral to the bittul? I mean, maybe that's just...
I'm just asking. I'm not saying.
I don't know. I don't know. All right. Weiter. The Mishnah said, Machlekes, Rebbe and the Rabbanon, where someone sells or uses collateral, the goy, sells or uses his idol as collateral, is a bittul or not. Do you, Yom Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yom Yabar Abba, Yom Rab, Chanam, Machlekes, Montez, Machlekes, Rabbi and the Rabbanon is B'tzarif of the Kachavim. We're talking about a, please give me an English word here, Tzarif, former smelter, non-Jewish smelter. The idol is being sold to a non-Jewish smelter. Av B'tzarif Yisrael, but if let's say it's being sold to Yisrael, Tzarif Yisrael, then Divrei HaKol Bittul. Everyone agrees over there that it's going to become Bittul. And why is that? Because Rashi says the guy knows that this Yisrael is not planning on serving the Seven Zara. He's going to end up either deforming it or something, and therefore he's mevatel. He's mevatel. So that's everyone would agree. One says that no. The argument is where they sell it to the smelter of the Jewish smelter and Iboil. B'tzarif Yisrael machlekes of b'tzarif the chav d'vei akol abitul. Is this, according to this opinion, that the argument is by a tzarif Yisrael, is it only by a tzarif Yisrael? But when it comes to a tzarif of the Kislavim, it's being sold to a non-Jewish smelter, Divrei HaKol Lo Bittul. Everyone would agree over there, he's not mevatel it, because the guy thinks, all right, he's going to buy it, and he's a smelter, but he might sell it to some another guy, or he himself might use it as an avodah zarah. He doesn't give up hope so quickly, and he's not mevatel it, he doesn't take away its status from being avodah zarah. Or maybe the argument is in both cases, by a tzarif of the kechavim and a tzarif Yisrael, both cases the question is, what is the das of the avodah kechavim? Who's selling it? Is he giving up? Is he making it not an avodah zarah once he sells it, or is he not? That's the question. Toshima, the Omer Rebbe, Nirin Devarai Kishemachu L'chavolo, V'divrei Chavirei Kishemachu L'oivu. Rebbe said, my words look more correct when it comes to being sold to be destroyed, but the words of my friends, my opponents, thank you very much. My opponents, their words are more correct, Shemach Elohim, when it was sold to be served. Now what does this mean? My L'chavola U'may L'Oivda. If it means literally, like it says, that it was sold to be destroyed, or it was sold to be served, literally, my time of the mandiyamar bito. What would be the svarsa machlekes? If the guy says specifically, I'm selling this to you for you to serve, why would there ever be a mandiyamar who holds there's a bito? And the flip side, if he's selling it specifically for it to be destroyed, why would anyone assume that there isn't a bittul? There shouldn't be any machlekes there. And Rebbe's saying my words are more correct in this case, but there is an argument, and then my friends, my opponents, their words are more correct in this scenario, because for whatever reason, but there's going to be an argument there. So there is a machlokes. Why would there be a machlokes? So how are we going to learn this? Elalav, l'chavolo, what does it mean l'chavolo? L'misha osid l'chavolo. There's someone who's going to end up, meaning it's not specifically being sold to be destroyed. It's being sold to the person who is going to, we're going to assume will end up destroying it. Umanu tzarif Yisrael. La'ivda, and what is la'ivda? L'misha osid la'ivda. Umanu tzarif evikachav. So he's selling it stam. He's just selling it stam. If you sell it to Yisrael, the assumption is that it's going to be destroyed. If you sell it to a guy, the assumption is that it's going to be served. And therefore, what is Rebbe saying? He's saying, my words are more correct in a case where he's selling it to a Yisrael, and the words of my opponents are more correct when I sell it to a guy. So if he's saying, my opinion matters here over there, and my friends' opponents over there matter more than my words there, so that means that there's going to be a machlekes in both cases.
Remissionist. I ate once by a friend, many times a friend. He showed me in his silver closet bechers that he bought from a church.
Mm.
At the time, it was very odd and uncomfortable to me. But I think, I don't know, it's not lechavel, or, right, can one buy, right?
What type of bechers? Are they Jewish bechers? Bechers that were used by Jews, or their basins?
No, it had a Christian style to it, honestly. It was very uncomfortable to me. I've always never understood, like, you made Kiddush in that? But this is this Shaila. It's not Litzarfa. The guy's buying it. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I'm just curious.
Yeah, but the tzarfa is just another way of saying that it's not intended to be used in Avodah Zarah anymore.
Yeah, I think that's very odd.
When the church sells it, the Stam Das is to sell it, not to be used for Avodah Zarah anymore. You know, you're going to use, right? The problem is we pass like the Chacham. The Chacham don't seem to go after the Stam Das. The Chacham say, Loi Bitum. So, what?
No, hold on, but there's a difference between Mishamshin. This is Mishamshin. This is not the Avodah Zarah. You have to distinguish.
Why should that be different?
Oh, there's a major difference. In Halacha, if Mishamshin, if Mochra by Mishamshin.
It was yesterday and 2 days ago.
No. You understand. When the Mishnah is talking about Mochra, they're talking about the Avodah Zarah itself. You're talking about Mishamshin. It's a different Halacha.
Oh, yeah? Okay, very good. Mochra, Mishamshin,
I get different. It is. There are two other Ramal Paskins. Very nice.
Very good. The Ramah is machalik between the selling of an Avodah Zarah itself. There the Chacham hold, you're not being mevatel it. When it comes to the Mishamshei Avodah Zarah, it makes a lot of sense. Mishamshei Avodah Zarah, he's not going to end up giving to, he's going to use for his own purpose. So there, everyone agrees that if you sell it, the das is to be mevatel.
It's a multi-use item.
I mean, it has to be something that's used. Statue might be different, but very nice. Okay, very good. So you used it for Koish Eliyahu that year.
I wasn't, it was a Friday night suit. I've been there quite a few times, but I always, it made me feel very uncomfortable every time I walked by that silver cabinet. Very different than most Jewish, silver cabinets. But to me, I was like, in my head, even if it was mutter, I would always feel uncomfortable making kiddush or use that kiddush.
I would feel
it's
like to decorate your sukkah.
Yeah, well, that doesn't feel right. That, no one knows that. No one knows that.
They're red and green,
Yeah, look, they're not Christmas lights. They just
look back at holiday. It's got a red texture. It's made a church of push.
Very good. He said no. That's not what it means here. He says my words were more acceptable to my friends, opponents. when I sold it to be destroyed, Uman Atoyf Yisrael, Sha'ab Chavira, Lenefim Kualal, Shemachalo Ibda, Avil Chavola Moiduvi. Of course, my words were more correct than my opponents, because even my opponents did not argue in the case of Atoyf Yisrael. And therefore, the Machlaikis, in other words, Mar is saying you don't have a right in this case that the Machlaikis is in both cases. The Machlaikis is only in a case of Tzoyev of the Kechav. Tzoyev Yisrael, everyone agrees it's going to be Batol. Mesvei, Halakev Gutois, Nav the Kechavin. If someone buys nuggets of silver, scraps of silver.
Is that the way you translated? We had this before.
Scraps. So
Gutois is scraps?
A little gestor. I'm mistaken. So he's mistaken. So now what? Imagine nothing, Mois, Masha. If he didn't give the money, he didn't hand over the gelt yet, and he did the Mashiachim. Yazir, the rule is, it's a Mekas Tos. The sale is not complete. And he can therefore give back, because
Give everything back.
Because it seems that these silver pieces, yeah, he has to. It's also about all. Right? So he has to give it back. Imishanasan Mois, but let's say he gave the money Moshach and he already put it into the Kenyan. So then Yalchalam HaMelech, there's no choice. He owns it now, it's his, and it's an Avodah Zarah v'Yisrael, Osur Ba'anah. What do you do with it? Can't be mevatel it. The whole thing. These are pieces of an Avodah Zarah.
You assume the whole thing is a piece.
Yeah, and you assume it, yeah.
You found a bunch of necklaces and one of them had a tail of them. That's not the case.
That's not the case. Yeah, it's pieces. It's like right. It was constructed as an avodah zarah. So in that case, you bring it to the Yom HaMelech. It's a mekas tos. Rashi says, once you paid the money, if you end up giving it back and getting a refund, it looks like you're selling it to the guy. So that's what Rashi says over here. Okay. So yeah, I'm a bishlam of the tzarif. You saw machlokes. I could understand if you hold. That the machlokes is by a
tzarif. You're selling it to the guy. Go back. I'm sorry. What Rashi means is when you take it back after you've given the mois, if you return it to the guy, it's as if you're selling it to him.
No.
What does it mean? I give the yahid dummy. Ki hada shaklinu.
When you get the money back, I'm selling it to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're selling it to him. Just explain what it means.
So the Jew is buying it, right? Who has the money right now? The guy. Now, the Jew finds out, lo and behold, he has little pieces of mercury in his house. So he wants his money back. So he goes back to Bartholomew, and he gives back mercury.
Bartholomew
gives him his money back.
So this is right.
It looks like a sale.
It looks like a sale back to Bartholomew.
Sale back. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He goes back to Costco and he returns it. He gets his money back. So that's a good question. Really, I didn't have a chance to look into that because we know that by a guy Kol Kinyanim are the modes. Rashi doesn't.
Yeah.
Rashi doesn't say that. That's the problem. Rashi says it's a mekas tos. That's the reason why. He should have just said the kinyan is not complete by a guy Kol Kinyanim is the modes.
When he makes a shute tahute Rashi.
Yeah.
Toros says Yazir the lochanye the lomachay baba.
Yeah, this is and he says right. My Moisin for Rashi brings from Rashi in Bukharis to Meshicha in a Koina. But Rashi is not like that.
Not here.
I mean, you're right, but that's what I was thinking because it's telling what's the Meshlach is from Kastin or Kubiyachanim. It's hard to hear Mois Koinus by. I'm sorry, the other way. Kastin or Meshlach. Okay.
Why can't you just say to the boy, knock off its nose and I'll keep it?
It's an Avodah Zarah
v'Yisrael.
Somebody loves Yisroel.
When
did you
become Yisroel? By the way,
that's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem. So that's Rabbi Shlomo Kluger asks. It's like, what's the timing here exactly?
What if he used the credit card and he canceled the credit card? Is it a dispute?
Well, that's a question.
That's what
they didn't do. Okay. That's all right. Beyond the scope of this argument here. Okay. So, I'm a Bishlomo Kluger. So, I'm a Chlekes Amani Rabbani. It's the Rabbanan hold that when it's sold to Tzarif Yisrael,
there is no bittul, and therefore, that's why you have this halacha. Liya amir b'tzarev, over k'chavim, avu b'tzarev Yisrael divrei hakol, bittul, but if you hold that everyone agrees when it's a tzarev Yisrael, it's bittul, hamani, why does he have to give it back? Why does he have to put it into the Yam HaMelech? Why is it usher? The guy sold it to a Jew. It's automatically an implicit bittul when he sells it to the Jew. None of it is there anymore. So why would the Jew have to go bring it to the Yam HaMelech? If you go to the Machlekes, buy it, serve Yisrael. So the Rabbanan hold, there's no bittul, he has to do it to the Yam HaMelech. But if there's no Machlekes, serve Yisrael, why does he have to do it to the Yam HaMelech? But no, shiny also, big difference. There it's different. The Adaita de Gruta is Zog and Adaita de Vishacham is Zog. And he didn't have knowledge that this is an Avay de Zara. He thought this was his silver chips. Chips of silver. And he sold it with that knowledge in mind. He didn't have any knowledge that this is an Avay de Zara. Had he known it was an Avay de Zara, he wouldn't have sold it. He would have kept on, held on to it. And therefore, in that case, where the sale was final already, even though it ended up being a Mekach Tos, there wasn't any bittul. It wasn't any bittul because there was no knowledge of the guy. No, the guy, no, guy had no knowledge of this being a bittul. Tanu Rabbanan. Loiva olea oish nakol olea mapoilis. Okay, let's say the guy takes his avodah zarah, uses it as collateral for a loan. Oish nakol olea mapoilis, or it fell under the rubble. There was a wall collapsed on it. Oish ben gul listen, or it was stolen by robbers. Or the owners of the idol, they skipped town. They went away for Shabbos Nachamu. If they're going to end up coming back, like Mechamas Yeshua, where the ones that were conquered came back, it seems, which is not true, but that's what we're saying, then the rule is, it's not Bokul. Meaning, in all these cases, the owner of the idols does not give up on the worshipping of this idol just because it was stolen or because the wall fell on it or he used it as collateral. He thinks he's going to get it back. He skipped town. He'll come back home one day. So it's not considered bottle, and therefore you can't take it. Is it the shoyam? I mean, it's not a maveda here. Gemara says we need all cases. If we just said the case where he used it as collateral, I can understand that it's not bottle, like bottle, because he didn't sell it. So he's not bottle. But let's say a wall fell on it. What about that case? From the fact that he's not running to clear the rubble, it shows that he's mavakle. No. He still has hope of getting it back, so he's not mavakle. We should discover how much his claim is to be in a later Shekinah law. He says, well, in the case where the wall fell down, he's not, the Nagabu doesn't give up, he's not getting rid of it, because he'll say, even though right now he's not searching for it, but tomorrow he'll get around to it tomorrow. When he does the spring cleaning, he'll clear it up and he'll find the get the desire out of there. He'll rent the bulldozer, yeah. Very good. So then we understand why it's not bottled. I will go listen, but the like of Mahadar Basra, but do the bottle. But let's say he was stolen by robbers, armed robbers. He's got to get it now, now or never. I mean, so you might think, in fact, that he'll run after it now, he's been bought. But it's useful, even in that case. Not both. He has hope of getting it back. He doesn't let go so easily.
Maybe he thinks like the Plishtim, that they will be punished for stealing their own Isabella zone.
He thinks like the Plishtim?
They stole the Plishtim.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
Maybe he thinks the Plishtim are going to worship them.
Or maybe he thinks the Avodah Zarah will kill the Listin. I don't know. His Avodah Zarah was very powerful. V'yitana gangbo Listin mishum desnover yavik l'chav yishak Allah mitlach balachal, like you just said. He says, gangbo Listin, mabaya. He's a very devoted chassid of this Avodah Zarah. It wasn't the hate. If I don't serve it, let the other people serve it. At least l'shem shemayim.
He
Yisrael shak Allah, but let's say Yisrael takes it. I did the marry your car and Nazmul over Kachavim and Palachla. Of course, what's a Jew going to do with an Avodah Zarah? Sell it. It's a highly valuable commodity. It's also.
So what?
I
doesn't sell
it
to a guy. Who else is going to sell it?
Right. You're not going to sell it to another gift. It's also. Avahenichu, Habo'olim, Bahochlan Dinas Hayom. But let's say in that case they left. Midloy Shaku Ba'adayim. From the fact that they didn't safekeep their getchus. Maybe we do it, but what? Tzricha. Fine. And Masidin Lavzal Kamachanis Yeshua in a betail. says that they're going to come back, that's when it's not bottle. Obviously, if they move to another country, they're not, that's bottle. But they're going to come back. Frankly, Gemara, read the Chemish Yeshua, Mehadar Hadar. Well, the ones that were chased out of Eretz Yisrael, did they end up coming back? Yeah, we chased them out and they were gone forever.
We killed them.
Yeah, they didn't come back. Im asidin lavzor, if they are going to come back, then harehu kinochenes Yeshua ve'ein bo b'teilu. Then it's like the Avodah Zarahs that were around at the time of Yeshua, the wars of Joshua, Joshua's conquest. If the Avodah Zarahs at that time, they were after ve'ein lo b'teilu, and they don't have bitul. So that's what we're saying. We're saying that if they are going to come back, they're not both like the Avodah Zarahs in the time of Joshua's conquest. Why are you bringing that as your comparison? What is that teaching us? Just say it's not bottle. Why do you have to say it's like Muhammad Yeshua? Mil Saga Borcha Kamashmo, and it's teaching us something. Yisrael Shazakaf Levino Hishtachaveshlo. Yisrael who stood up a brick to bow down to it. And then a goy came along and bowed down to it. So normally the halacha is ein adam oseh davar shein shaloi. Over here it's asur. Why is it asur? Min olam da asra. Am Rabbi Elazar kitzchila shel Eretz Yisrael. Just like Eretz Yisrael. This is a big gemara we quoted a while back. Damar achmar. The Torah said, "I went to Kaparsha Shmuel Aaron. Where'd you go? You went to Shachris. All right. Vasherem tisufun ba'esh. You shall burn the asheris in fire. Michdi. Yerushalayim lohem b'seyim. Who owns? Whose land is it? Jews, land of the Jews. Main on the Moisad of Shayna Shaloy. And you can't answer, so you can't, someone can't just make someone else's, object forbidden. So how did they become, why do you have to burn the Asherahs? You're gonna say what? Maybe they were referring to the Asherahs, which were before Avram Avinu. Those are the ones. The Betulei Almasagilu. Some should just be Mavatul. Take a guy, random guy, and be Mavatul the Asherahs. Interesting.
Why do they have to break them up?
Why do you have to burn them? Just get a goy to be mavatal them.
Why do you have to break them up? Why? Because you're a goy. I was saying it's not a goy. Why do you have to break them up?
Break it up for the ones that were not, didn't belong to us. They belong to the ones before Avraham Avinu. Right? And they're Avodah Zarah, fine, but be mavatal. Why do you have to burn it? Those are, if you're worried about those Asherahs, just be mavatal. Fine. Elam in the Pochel Yisrael, so what's the pshat? Elam in the Pochel Yisrael, the Eagle, when the Yisrael, when they were bowing down to the way of worshipping the Eagle, Golu Adai Tayu, the Nichlu, Bavodis, the Chavim. It showed that they were satisfied. They wanted to have with the Chavim. And therefore, Bechiyasu, Oide, Chavim, Shlichusa, they do Avdi, when the Goyim and Eretz Yisrael would now worship the Asherahs at that time, when the Yidden were into Avodah Zarah, Nebuch. At that time, the Avodah Zarah is in Eretz Yisrael. They did the Shlichus. They had the Amimel. That's also Hachanami. And they became Jewish Avodah Zarahs. And they can't have Bittul. That's right. Therefore, you have to burn them. Hachanami, over here also. That's the Yisrael Shazaka Levina. Oh, so there's a Tosfos writ over here. Good point. Yeah, the commentary of the Tosfos Rid. I don't know if it's real.
What's this question? I didn't hear. It's absolutely not real shlichus.
Yeah, that's what you said. Well, you use shlichus, but it's not the. Otherwise, also
shlichus barbeiro. It's generic term. It can't be. It's any shlichus la'akum or anything.
Yeah, right. Unless you go, he says Rashi, of course, in his own Esha, right? Who holds that? Exactly. Yeah. That's it. Right. It's just taking away the ma'akiv of an elon moshe davar shenish shaloi. But it's not like you're doing the ma'isa avoda for me. Yeah. And can I just finish the line? 1 second. Hachanami Yisrael shazakas levino gal yidai did the nichle bevis lechavim. V'kiyasa ovek lechavim upalachla shluchusa didei kohavim. And that's what we're saying. That's why we're referencing the Chemes Yeshua to tell us a similar scenario that the Avodah Zarahs in the land that were the Jews had were okay with other people serving have halacha of Avodah Zarah and they can't become brothel.
The only thing he was breaking up with.
Or burn it, really. Break it.
Yeah.
Or gneiser.
Yeah.
Breaking up is hard to do.
It's hard to break up, yeah.
That's a song. It's an old 70s song. That's what he was referring
to. Okay. It's an old song.
Moshe, I just have to tell you, when Rebbe did this last year, last time, so I told him from the Malbim, where is that Pasuk Vashareyum Tisrafun Be'esh? It's in Parshas Kisisa. In Parshas Mishpatim, it's in Parshas Kisisa. In Parshas Mishpatim, where it talks about Bir Avoy Dezara, it does not mention Ashera. It says it's Mizbachosim Titaitzon, and Matzevaisayim Tishaberu, and it doesn't mention Ashera. It only mentions Asherah and Kisisa. So the Malbim says, yeah, of course. In Parshas Mishpatim before the Egel, there was no institution of Asherah. You can be Levatalit. It's only after the Egel that the Torah has to introduce Asheris. Isn't that brilliant?
It's a Devarim, it doesn't matter. Yeah, that part's not there. Both after the Egel, that's where it says...
That's the first time that it mentions Asherah.
Wow.
Where's the Malbim?
Where's the Malbim?
The Malbim is in Parshas Kisisa.
You know other things besides the Ar Sameach?
Yeah, the Ar Sameach brings it down, by the way.
Oh!
The Ar Sameach was a huge fan of the Malbim. The Malbim never completed Parshas Kisisa.
At the end of Sefer Dvarim, because the Malbim didn't get to write in the end of Dvarim, he didn't write in the Malbim.
Wow. Yeah. You know that?
Right. Yes, sure. It's like 150 pages from Kisitze. He did it. It's unbelievable.
You know, my Rabbi Sachs from Lander College, he has a copy of the Malbim's, he has a chumash with the Malbim's own handwriting.
Really?
I think he found it in some farm sale.
Wow.
Some random farm sale, and he found them. He asked experts, and for $10, he got the Malbim's.
Oh, that's heavy.
I have a friend of Ezra Chaim's Rambam, but it wasn't for $10.
Okay.
Is this a
share? Wait. I'm sorry. You have to just spin it in. Fakti Gemara v'Dilma be'egel who didichu b'midi achmir eloi. Maybe they only wanted to have they only when Klal Yisrael wanted to serve Avodah Zarah, they liked egels. Who said they wanted Asherus to become Avodah Zarah? So therefore, where's the shlichus? No, at that point they were an open book. Or the gold, or a gold, not a tree, not an asherah. Who said they wanted an asherah? Yeah. So fine. The Klal Yisrael did tshuva after that, and they're not going to want any of the zaras. So why are all the trees after that time becoming asherahs? After the time of the eagle? They should become mutter. And for the Gemara, you're right. But man mucha, who knows which one is which?
It's young. It's less than 40 years old. Come to me.
I don't know. Maybe it came from an old one. Okay, so commission. My brothers, the Chavim Shandi, Chua, Evdel, Vishash, Shalom, Uteris. If the worshippers of the Avodah Zarah, they left their Avodah Zarah at a time of peace. They went on vacation, and they didn't have to go on vacation, and they went away. So it's mutter, because why would they not take their Avodah with them? It must mean they're mevatelit.
Planning to come back.
What?
They were planning to come back.
Or they're planning. Yeah, they're planning to come back. Okay. Rashi says the ain't daitem matzer. Rashi says b'shas shalom uteris ha'el b'yatzul das le'nitlu imahem b'tlur. Yeah, because they went out and they didn't take it with them. They were mevatel it.
They were not coming back. If they were coming back, they wouldn't have been mevatel. They're not coming back.
They're not coming back.
It's not vacation. They moved. No, that's right. Not vacation. They moved to Northern Virginia.
Right? They moved without intending to come back. Oh, right. Yeah.
Not vacation.
Right. So they made Aliyah. Okay, b'shas muhamma. If it's b'shas muhamma, then it's asura because they intend them. They're forced. They never gave up on them.
Or they never come back.
Let's say you have the platforms of the kings. See what this is. Hara'ilu mutaris, mitnei shemamid ma'isah b'shah, shemalachim ma'ivrim. They're mutter because they put Avodah Zarah on them when the kings come by. That's why they're mutter. Okay, which is not scrutable. Inscrutable, because that should be a reason why they're also. So, right. So that, I don't know if anyone understood that. Anyone listening today?
Yeah.
All right, fine. No. I'm at the end of the show.
It went over our heads.
The house of Nimrod, Nimrod's tower, where they had the Tower of Babel, they put the Avodah Zarah. I think that's that in and of itself was an Avodah Zarah, I guess. Or the house of Nimrod. Yeah, is it not talking about the Rashi says Migdal Shabonu Dar Hafloga Vais Kachavim? Yeah, that's a little interesting. This argues. Right. Yeah, that's a problematic. It wasn't Avodah Zarah itself. It was used to rebel against God. Okay, all right. They don't worship it. All right, fine. So base Nimrod is considered bottle. It's bottle. Why? Even though they left it because their Baishan forced them. Hashem scattered them about. And therefore, it should be considered Shas Muhammad. No. Still, it's considered Batul. Why? Because they beel in the head. They're other. Because they can still come back. Those days are over. They can come back. Why didn't they come back? The Tule Batla. And the fact that they didn't come back, it shows that they aren't on it anymore. And they are Mepatrid. Be Messiah Shamalach and Arei Umutaris. Frankly, Gemara. Nechim Adesham Amidim Oysah Bishah Shamalach and Oyvrim Mutarid. The Mishnah said that the platforms of the kings are mutter because they put Avodah Zarah there when the kings come. Klape Laya. It should be the opposite. Amar Rav Chanan and Rav Yehoshua and Hoshe Goma. Mevneishim Amidim Oysah Bishah Shamalachan Oyvrim and Malachan Manichim Darazu Vachon Bidarach Ataris. The bimisalos that have the Avodah Zarah on them are those that are on platforms that would be on a path that the king would not go on. So those platforms that have Avodah Zarah is on them, and they're on the way, on the path that the king did not go on, those are the ones that are mutter. Because the road, yes, the road not taken. Very good. The road not taken. Fine. Ula sat down on a broken platform used for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Shmuel both said that the bimus that was, even if it was destroyed or was cut off or was not, it wasn't complete, it's also broken. Like Rashi always says, they serve the bimus. They serve the bimus.
How that's broken? Why
is it so awesome? Why is it so awesome? Even according to the opinion, holds that something that's broken is not served. What's it so awesome? That's only by the Avodah Zarah itself. Where it breaks, fine. It's a zilza to serve a broken Avodah Zarah. I have a high list to say, but a broken bima, Mishkefer, you have a broken bima.
No, but it's still awesome.
It's still awesome because they, it's not such a bazillion.
It was still serving.
They
used the broken
ones? Yeah, they would use the broken ones, yeah.
By the people, it's not the average.
No, yeah. So therefore, it's going to be awesome. So how can you sit down? Who gave us from the dust, the dirt of Rav and Shmuel that we filled our eyes with them? We're not mishubed to what they say. A bimus that was nifgan is mutter. That's like a feel man the yomer oivin the shvarim. How do you have a schachav? The chiv the kolchas. The lebav milsa the tula. Avodah Zarah itself. Okay, it's broken, but you served it already. So it's a bizarre to go and abandon him in his misery. Hold on. But Avodah Zarah. But a bimus of Avodah Zarah. Bahani shachri lahai. You might see bimus achrina. Yeah, you're going to the nasan. And therefore, according to Be'achon Reish Lakish, to be mutter to sit on the bimus, the broken bimus, because
they're
mevatel.
They were not. They're
mevatel.
Is it possible to be different than the Mishnah? They reuse them in the Bible. They didn't. That's why I'm looking up one way.
I mean, it doesn't seem that. It seems like they're arguing, so. I mean, it's totally in the place that you're in. You're saying, I don't know. All right, fine. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara McComas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.